M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Chetters, Tales from the Morgue.
In, my friend. Delighted to see you. Yes. Have a seat and make yourself comfortable. I am Chet Chetter, the morgue attendant and resident storyteller. Last time, we began a story featuring Elmer Korn, that nice man from Biloxi who is a full-time manure hauler and a part-time adventurer. I'm afraid we left Mr. Korn in a very precarious position. But why don't we let Elmer tell you about that?
Well, the whole thing started on a summer afternoon. It was a scorcher and sultry. Woo! So I was sitting on my porch swing, nursing a glass of lemonade, when my best buddy Cecil Ferris runs up and tells me he's won a contest.
I saw it in the Biloxi Gazette about a month ago. The prize is a cruise to the Gulf Coast. I sent in my name and address, and danged if I didn't win.
Well, now, the contest postcard said he could bring two friends. So he asked me to come and Miss Maddox. She's a sweet old widow woman that lives down the road from
me. Oh, there,
anyway, the next morning, we took off to Galveston. That's where we're supposed to meet up with the cruise ship. Well, when we got there, we didn't see no cruise ship. But we did meet up with this nice one-legged feller by the name of Buford Van Carlton. He had one of them garbage tugboats, you know.
I call it a dried scab, for reasons I'd better not get into.
Well, now, it turns out that Mr. Van Carlton made up this contest thing and put ads in newspapers all over the country.
You see, I'm an awfully lonely man. Well, I've tried making friends, but who wants to be around a man that smells like garbage?
So they wouldn't know contest at all, really, you see. It was just his way of meeting people. He just pulled Cecil's name out of a hat with all the other responses he got. Well, at first, Cecil was a little ticked off at this. But we felt sorry for the man and agreed to take a ride in his tugboat. We got out in the Gulf a ways and everything's going fine. Then the motor just cuts off. And up ahead, there's this big black cloud sitting just above the water. Sort of a dark mist and wind like you never heard. And the tugboat starts moving towards it without the motor even running at all. We hit that storm and woo! Well, it was like a cork in a blender. And up in the sky, we see this helicopter sitting in the air without the copter blades moving at all. Like it was just frozen up there. And then a tidal wave hit us. That's when I blacked out. We woke up on this strange island. And now here, right here is probably where you'll think I've gone simple. Because I tell you, there were animals on that island that were at least a million years old. Them sword-toothed tigers and cavemen and them furry elephants. One of them tigers nearly ate us for lunch until this skinny-looking fella walked up and shot him with a gun. He said he was an archaeologist from Europe.
Pleased to meet you. Sebastian Scott is my name.
Well, that fella showed us around the island a bit. We found that helicopter we saw sitting in a cliff. Wasn't a scratch on it. And the man inside was dazed, but he wouldn't hurt. Mr. Scott took us to a cave and told us he had landed on that island 100 years ago. He said exploring Galveston back in 1817, and then he got caught up in a storm just like we did. And he had an interesting story to tell us about that island.
We are in another dimension. It is frozen in time. Nothing ages here. And the storm is the doorway.
He went on to tell us that these storms come in pairs, you see. There was another storm back when he landed on the island, and he took cover in a cave. But he began to figure that if that first storm was the way into the island, then the second one was the way out.
Go into the second storm, and you should be in your own world.
Well, sir, we spent that night in the cave. And the next morning, sure enough, there was a storm brewing.
Mr. Scott figured it'd take about 3 hours for the storm to hit the island, so that gave us a little leeway, you see. Now, what we figured we'd do was take the helicopter and fly low into the storm. That way we'd avoid getting hit by a tidal wave. But there was a problem, you see. Outside of the cave, there was a bunch of them prehysteric animals in a frenzy. They could sense the storm was coming, you see, and they were kind of in a panic. And in the panic, a herd of them furry elephants stomped on the helicopter. And they stomped on Mr. Buford's dried scab tug, too. And to add insult to injury, three of them sore-toothed tigers was walking into the cave, straight for us. And we were cornered like rats. Suffering Sam. What in the heck are we going to do now?
Whatever you do, don't budge a muscle. They'll pounce at the slightest movement.
They're going to get us regardless, aren't they?
Well, yes, madam. I'm afraid that is the case.
I'm a scared, Elmer.
I'm a with you, Cecil, old buddy.
Hey, look there. Look there behind the tigers.
Huh?
Cavemen. Yeah. They're sneaking up behind the cats. They got spears in their hands.
Yeah, and the cats don't see them either.
They're raising the spears up over their heads. They're gonna...
Just send them to be
stoned! There it goes! Woo!
Look at that seesaw!
They're sticking them cats.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
They killed them cats with the spears. They're my dead cats now.
Good show, I say. Excellent work, my friends. Excellent. Thank you so much. You saved our lives.
Hey, man, we're not out of this mess yet.
Yes.
The helicopter is still wrecked.
Yes.
That tug out there is still wrecked.
Yes.
And those animals are running in a frenzy out there.
That is right.
We've got to get into that storm. Time is running out.
Well, you have an uncanny nature of stating the obvious, my friend. But it just so happens I have an idea.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure it will work. But if you're willing to take a risk...
Well, heck, mister, I'd do a naked rain jig at this point if you thought it'd help. Well, what's the idea?
Well, there's a small opening at the end of the cave here.
Yeah?
It is quite a tight fit, but it should be sufficient size to cross.
You mean to tell me there's more to this cave?
Yes, I believe so. How much more, I'm not sure. I've never explored it. However, if we're lucky, it will lead to the other side of the island.
Yeah.
My theory is that most of the dinosaurs are on this side of the island because the storm is heading this direction.
Oh,
they're attracted to it somehow.
Yeah.
On the other side, it should be safe.
I see.
Once we're there, we can build a raft out of cane and vines. You can take the river channel to the ocean and hit the storm that way.
Good idea.
Ah, here's the entrance. Like I say, it's a tight fit, so you'll have to squeeze. Mr. Scott,
yes.
I'd certainly feel a heck of a lot better about entering the unknown with one of them spear-carrying cavemen at my side. Yes. They would refuse to come along, I'm sure. They believe there are evil spirits inside the cave that will eat your soul. Shall we go?
Did he say evil spirits, Elmer?
It's just superstition, Cecil. Just the same, I believe I'll let you go ahead of me. Here. Through here now. Quickly. Time is of the essence.
Come on, Elmer.
Well, we all crawled through this here opening and come upon this cavern. It seemed to stretch on for quite a while. And there was water on the floor of the cave that we had to wade through. It was about knee high. Old Cecil didn't like that.
Water? Dadgummit, why'd it have to be water?
Well, it's not very deep, Mr. Ferris.
Well, you see, old Cecil's got kind of a thing about water.
No. I got a thing about dying. I swim like a rock.
Yes. Well, just be careful where you walk, and watch out for...
Ah! Cecil went under! Cecil went under! Dadgummit! Mr. Van Coulter, give me a hand here!
Yeah, Mr. Cohen, yeah.
Give me a hand, Cecil!
Yeah.
I'll help you out there, boy!
I got his hand! I got him!
Give me a hand!
I got him!
There you go!
I got him!
Get you out of there!
I got you!
There you go, Cecil. I was afraid you got in.
I want to go home, Elmer.
Well, we'll get you home, old buddy. We all know the reason why. Yes. Well, we should press on. The time is of the essence, like I say. And do watch out for drop-offs.
Yeah. Watch out for drop-offs.
Dang it, Elmer. I'm getting too old for this.
And I'm with you all the way, madam. I'm just not built for this sort of thing myself.
Yeah?
I know what'll break the monotony of all this walking.
What's that, Elmer?
Why don't we sing this little song while we go along?
Yeah.
all.
Oh, come on, come on, fellas.
Ain't gonna do nothing else.
That's true.
Let's go. Sing along with them.
All right.
Yellow, 16 pounds, and what do you get? Another day over and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Longer are we gonna have to walk, Elmer?
Yeah.
My feet are starting to hurt.
Well, my dogs are barking too, Cecil. And I'm getting waterlogged from the knees down. But I don't know.
Well, I know some of these caverns can go quite far. And I've been in a couple myself, and they can go several miles. Hey. Yeah. Say, do you hear that?
Yeah.
There's some kind of squeaking noise or something.
Yeah.
I think I hear wings.
Elmer, if those are bats, I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I forgot about the vampire bats.
Vampires?
They're usually hibernating this time of year.
Uh-oh.
They're deadly poisonous, and they're quite hostile.
Okay, dammit.
We better start to run.
I'm with you, mister.
There they are. I see them coming up behind us.
Hey, looky here, y'all. We made it to the outside.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, my theory was correct. The cave did lead to the other side of the island.
Woo, my heart's beat like a rabbit.
I thought I was going to have a stroke myself. That's exciting stuff, but I'm no long-distance runner.
But when the heat's poured on you, you find energy, don't you?
Yeah.
Heck, you pass me up like a jackrabbit with a hound dog on its tail.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Listen real close. You hear that rumbling?
Oh, dear me, no. Oh, please, say it isn't so.
Well, all right, it ain't so. But if it were, what would it be?
Bison. They're early cousins of the buffalo. They're heading for the other side of the island, and we're right in their path. Quickly, we have to climb that tree over there, at once.
Oh, ain't there no rest for the weary?
Climb a tree after all that running?
Cecil, it's either that or go back to that cave with them vampire bats. Oh. Now, come on, boy, let's go.
Right.
Hurry, Miss Maddie, hey, Mr. Van Thompson.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wait up for me, Mr. Quinn, wait up.
I can't climb no tree, Elmer.
Then grab hold of the back of my neck, Miss Maddie, and don't let go for the sake of your life.
Well, we scaled that old tree pretty quick, I'll tell you. It's about 60 foot high, but we got to the top in nothing flat. And underfoot, them bison was running to the other side of the island like their life depended on it. It must have been that storm that was attracting. Maybe they knew it was something special. Anyway, we sat on top of that tree for a while, catching a breath. Running from bats and scaling trees had us all pretty tuckered out.
Boy, look at them bison go. Big sucker.
Yeah, bet you could get some thick steaks out of them babies.
Yeah, maybe so.
Probably be tough eating, though.
Yeah,
quite a view from up here, too. Say, Mr. Scott, is there a name for that mountain over there?
Oh, yes.
That's Mount Sebastian. I named it after myself. It's a dormant volcano, actually. There's a river channel at the base of the volcano. That's where we need to go.
Listen, boy. If we don't get into that storm, you're going to be eating dinosaur meat for the rest of your life.
Yes, you are right. We should go now. We have about an hour before the storm hits.
I just hope getting out of this tree ain't half as bad as getting into it.
Well, don't worry, Miss Maddox. I'll help you out. You just, Dang,
That's a strong gust. Y'all feel that?
Come on, Elmer. I feel it.
I hear some sort of flapping noise.
Flapping noise. Look right ahead. Right above us. Right above us. Big bird, Elmer. Big bird.
No, that ain't no bird.
Oh,
I seen one of them in a Raquel Welch movie. That there's a real live pterodactyl in the flesh.
Yes, we've identified the creature. Now let's get down from this tree this instant before.
Oh, no. Elmer, help me. Help me. It's got. Ah!
Cecil.
Elmer!
Cecil! Dead gum! It's got Cecil in its claws. Ah! I got you there, Cecil! Turn loose of my buddy, you flying varmint! Hey, somebody grab my leg! I'm getting carried off, too!
I got you, Mr. Corn! I got you!
Everybody grab Mr. Corn! Do not let go!
Oh, we can't hold them down! The bird will carry us all off!
Just hold on, man! The bird will set us down somewhere!
Here we go!
Boy, it was a sight I would have given my right arm to have seen from ground level. All of us clinging on to the bottom of that big bird for dear life. Well, heck, the thing took us up about 1,000 feet in the air, and it started heading for that big volcano we saw earlier.
Dang it, where's this flying lizard taking us?
I think she's coming in for a landing on that ledge on the side of that volcano.
Hey, there's a nest on the ledge. There's three babies inside of it.
Babies? Them babies are as big as we are.
Yes, I believe we're about to be fed to them.
Oh, dear.
We're over the nest. It's going to drop us in the nest.
Here we go. Dadgummit! These baby pterodactyls are hungry.
Yes.
Hey, quit picking at me, you hungry little devil! Dadgummit!
Grab them by the necks, Mr. Corn. Keep their beaks away from you. They'll bite your heads right off.
We can't hold them back for long. We have to get out of this nest. We have to get up on the ledge. I don't think they can follow us up there.
Save me, Elmer! It's got my arm! Save me!
All right, Miss Maddox. Let go of that woman. Let go of her, you ugly creature. Let go of her dadgum arm.
Dang it, I can't take this no more, Elmer. I'm going to get out of here.
Cecil, you get the heck back here. You got to help hold back these things. This ain't no time to turn yeller. People are counting on you.
All right.
Miss Maddox.
Yeah?
Climb up on the ledge. Hurry.
Okay.
We'll hold these things back.
All right, Elmer.
Now then, at the count of three, we all climb out of the nest and get up on that ledge, all right?
All right.
Quick.
All right,
before
Elmer.
Them things get a hold of you.
Okay, Elmer. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
We made it.
Yes.
Woo. Hey, listen to them babies squawk.
Yes.
They're dropping because they lost their lungs.
we still got a problem, Mr. Corn. We have to get off this ledge.
Yeah.
That big one's probably going to be back soon, and we have to get to that storm.
Well, there's only one way.
What's that?
We'll have to take the plunge.
Dadgummit, it's 600 feet down there.
Yes, I know, but there's a lake down there, see it?
Yeah.
It's connected to the river channel. I dare say we can make it.
I dare say I won't. I can't swim. I'll just stay here and feed myself to them baby pterodactyls.
You ain't doing no such thing, Cecil Ferris. I ain't jumping without you, and I'm a-gonna jump.
Let go of my arm, Elmer.
Cheer up, Mr. Ferris. Once we get to the bottom, we'll build the raft. You'll go into the storm and be home in no time.
But I can't swim.
Hang in there, old buddy. You just hold on to me. I won't let you sink. Are we ready?
Ready, Mr. Corn?
I guess I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm quite ready.
All right, then, y'all. Let's go. Well, now. That wasn't so bad, was it? I needed to bathe anyway.
Whew.
I tell you, that was fun. I used to jump from a tire swing in the Miller's pond when I was a kid, but it wasn't nothing like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like skydiving without a parachute.
I'm soaked to the skin, Elmer.
I'd kind of like to do that again, man.
No, sir. Once is enough for me. Well, it was fun, but... Cecil?
It
Cecil, what you crying for?
Elmer, I don't think that we're ever going to get off this island.
Oh, come on, Cecil. That ain't no way to think.
I don't care, Elmer. In case if we don't make it, I kind of got something I want to tell you.
Well, all right. Anything, old buddy.
Well, remember that rifle I borrowed from you last year?
Uh-huh.
And I said an elephant stomped on it?
Sure, I remember that. What about
it? Well, it weren't no elephant, Elmer. The truth of the matter is I left it in my driveway, and Bernie Edwards come running over it with his pickup truck.
Well, shoot, Cecil. I knew that.
You did?
Heck, Bernie told me about it. Besides, really? Ain't a whole lot of elephants in Biloxi, except for the occasional circus that comes through.
Oh.
Besides, it wasn't even my gun. I borrowed it from Lester Pluckett. Told him a bull run over it. I guess that makes us both storytellers, don't it?
Hey, listen to that. It's an earthquake.
Oh, dear.
We gotta get out of here.
No, that's no earthquake. It's Mount Sebastian. It's a warning tremor. The volcano's going to erupt soon.
Dang, we better get out of this lake and get that raft built.
Yeah, a volcano that size can do a lot of damage, man.
I'm afraid it will destroy everything on the island.
Ed, I guess we really better skedaddle then.
We got to the river channel and found some wild bamboo cane going along the edge of it. We used the cane to build the raft, and we tied everything together with vines. Then we set the raft in the water, and we got on top of it. That is, all of us but Mr. Scott.
What do you mean you ain't going with us? Mr. Scott, you said yourself that volcano's going to take out the whole island.
Yes, but I belong here, Mr. Corn. I've been here since 1817. The Neanderthal men, they're my friends. Are you suggesting I flee like a coward and let them die alone? This is my destiny. Now, you had better depart. You have about 30 minutes to get to the storm. And you have to get off the island before the volcano erupts.
All right, Elmer, the man makes a good point. Now, let's get on out of here.
Cecil, I can't leave this man behind. Mr. Scott, the way I see it, this island would be in the first place.
Yes.
It's like some sort of freak of nature with dinosaurs and everything.
That's true.
Well, it's going to go with or without you, so you might as well come along.
Going to go with me, Mr. Corn. I belong here. I've been here for over 100 years. If your theory is correct, then I shouldn't be here either.
Hey, Mr. Corn, let's make a decision here. That volcano's going to erupt. Come on, let's go now.
Mr. Scott, come on.
No.
I can't just leave and let you die here.
You'll have to or die yourself, Mr. Corn. The volcano's erupting. Now leave while you have a chance. You will not sway my decision.
Well, Mr. Scott, if you stay here, it's going to be suicide. Come on, get on the raft.
Here comes some lava, Mr. Corn. Let's shove off now. You're not going to change his mind.
Yeah.
Let's go, damn it, now.
I can feel the heat off that lava now.
I can.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
All right. Help me shove off here, Cecil.
Okay, Elmer.
Goodbye, Mr. Scott.
Farewell.
Maybe we'll meet again in the afterlife.
Yes, perhaps we will.
Farewell now. My prayers are with you. I hope you make it back to your world.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Help me here, Cecil.
Okay.
Pedal faster.
Faster. All right.
Okay.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, no.
Hey, Elmer, look back. Mr. Scott's being engulfed in the lava. Dang it, the heck.
Oh, my God. The lava's burning in my life. Don't look at it, Cecil. Turn away, Miss Manning. You don't want to see that.
I've already seen it, Elmer. I'm going to have nightmares for the rest of my life.
That's a horrible way to go. A horrible way. Keep pedaling, Cecil.
Elmer, I think that man is plumb stupid to stay back there on that island.
Yeah, kind of agree with you, Cecil. Then again, I don't think we really should judge him, though. I mean, after all, he's been around since 1817. I guess it's his time to go. But I wouldn't want to go that way.
And Elmer, Elmer, there's that storm, that same ugly-looking black cloud.
Yeah.
Elmer, my knees are starting to tremble. I hope we make it.
So do I, Cecil. I don't think you need a paddle anymore. It's starting to pull us in just like the first time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It sure would be nice to see Galveston again. I hope this works.
Oh, well. Well, we're about to find out. Here comes that tidal wave.
Dummy. Where am I?
Hey. Hey, dude. You all right, man?
Yeah, I guess so. Say, is this Galveston?
Right on, dude. Radical waves today, man. Huh? Want to crash a party? We got suds, dude.
Well, hang on to that thought for a second, would you? See so?
Yeah.
Miss Maddox?
Yeah.
Mr. Van Carlton, everybody, yeah. Wake up. We're back.
Elmer. Oh, I'm so glad to be back. I could just kiss the ground.
Me too. I gotta call the insurance company about my tub.
Say, man, are you guys surfing?
Right on, dude. Radical crash today, man. We gotta get our surfing done this week, because school starts next week. Bogus.
Yeah, this fella here was inviting us to a party. Why don't we join him for a spell and dry out, and then we'll go home?
Well, heck, Elmer, why not? But we gotta get home before wrestling.
Well, all right.
Say, dude, you bring a board, man?
Well, no, sir. What would I do if I had one?
Classic line, dude. Classic line. Wait till I tell the dude.
Well, all right, sir. You just do that.
Well, now. Hey, that was quite an adventure, wasn't it? And to think it all started when Mr. Ferris entered a contest. Speaking of which, I've just received a letter from that nice man on TV. Do you think I should send it in? Oh, you have to leave, do you? Well, do return for another story, won't you? Until then, pleasant dreams.
You have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, part two of Escape from the Mysterious Island. For correspondence, send to M&J Audio Theater, P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas, 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. A production by M&J Audio Theater. Support for this program is provided by this and other National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Cultural Program Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.